نه.
دست دزدی رو قطع میکنه با این شرایط.
The only those thieves with hands will be cut off that has these conditions that Allah will say.
نگاه کنید به انگشتان من.
It must have 26 conditions. 26 conditions must be fulfilled before Islam considers cutting the hands off a thief.
دزدی رو دستش رو قطع میکنن که قفل رو بشکنه و یا دیوار خراب کنه.
The hands of that thief will be cut that if he goes and unlock a locked door or he breaks into a wall.
اگر یه جا مثل مسجد، کلیسا، حسینیه، دبیرستان، دانشگاه، اگر یه جای درش باز بود دزد هست، میگیرنش، کیفرش هم میکنن، اما دستش قطع کردن، دست قطع کردن باید حتما دیوار خراب کنه یا قفل بشکنه.
If there is a public place where the doors are open, like university, like masjids and others, if somebody, God forbid, comes and steals something, of course he'll be taken by the authorities and he'll be punished. But the punishment of that crime, it is not to cut the hand. To cut the hand, it is reserved for when someone goes and actually breaks a lock or tears up the wall. That's.
باید وقتی قفل رو میشکنه و دیوار رو سوراخ میکنه دو نفر آدم عادل هم تماشا کنه.
In addition to the condition that he must have been broken the lock or the wall, two just witness must have been present.
اگر آدم عادل متقی تماشا میکنه وظیفش نهی از منکر جلوشو بگیره. پس اونجایی که دزدی میکنه و عادل هم میبینه حرف نمیزنه پیداست دزد مسلحه.
So if you have the witness who is also adil and he has taqwa, when he see obviously somebody is trying to break in somewhere, he would do amr ma'roof and nahy al-munkar and he try to stop him. So obviously if somebody is not doing that, then probably that thief must have been committing an armed robbery. Musallaf.
Are agar jam'e na'amnish be jay rasid che dozd ba aslehe roberu afrad adil divar kharab mikone va ina jar'at harf mikone peyda jam'e amniyatish khatarnak e bara amniyat jam'e eshkal nedare dastqat beshe.
So this is the important point. If after all this, if we conclude that the thief who the security of the society has reached a point where a thief in front of others he is able to commit this robbery, that means the whole safety of that community is in danger. And if that happens, for the sake of safety of the community, if a hand of a thief is cut, that's very proper.
اگر در جامعه به قدری خطرناک شد که دزد مسلح دیوار خراب میکنه و افراد عادل و با تقوا جرأت حرف زدن ندارن، امنیت خطرناکه، دیگه هیچ زن و مردی تو خونه خوابش نمیبره، شما بدید قصه دزد رو بخورید، امنیت عمومی از بین رفته.
So if we see a society that its security have reached such a low level that the thieves are courageous to use arms for armed robbery, and even righteous people when they see they do not dare to stop him, this society is a sick society. And we should not be worried about having a passion for the thief. We must protect and preserve the security and safety of the community as a whole.
از 26 تا دو تاشو گفتم، 24 تاشو نمیگم.
From the 26 condition that must be met before we cut the hand, I've only mentioned two. I'm not going to repeat the other 24.
حالا بنابراین حتما یه شماره تلفن اسلام شناس داشته باشید.
So you must always carry with you a phone number of an expert in Islam.
شما نماینده حضرت مهدی علیه السلام هستید.
You are representative of Imam Mahdi علیه السلام.
اگر کسی به اسلام اشکال کرد، اشکالش رو یادداشت کنید، از طریق اینترنت و ماهواره و تلفن اشکالش رو بگیرید، یه نفر رو نجات بدید.
So if somebody has a question or problem with some of the teaching of Islam, you must take down their question through internet, through alim, through masjid, any way that you can find the answer and save that person.
بسیار هستن افرادی که با یک افرادی که یه اشکال دارن، اگر اشکالش حل بشه مسلمان میشه.
We have seen a lot that a person might have one simple question, one simple problem, and if that simple problem is taken care of, they are ready to become Muslim.
بنابراین خیلی میتونیم کار بکنیم.
Therefore, we can do a lot.
خب شب 23 شب دعاست.
The night of 23rd, it is a night of dua and praying.
دعای ابو حمزه بسیار مفصله. یه مقدارشو ترجمه میکنم براتون.
The dua of Abu Hamza Somali, it is very long. I will take few short verses of it and I'll try to translate for you.
میگه خدایا.
It says, oh Allah.
هر که خوبی میکنه با کمک تو خوبی میکنه.
Anybody who does good, he's doing it with your help.
اونیم که گناه میکنه از قدرت تو خارج نیست.
And the one who's commit wrong, he's not out of your jurisdiction.
تو کمکم کردی که تو رو میشناسم.
You have helped me that I have been able to know you.
خدایا هر وقت یه چیزی میخوام بهم بدی، ولی تو یه نماز از من خواستی حالشو ندارم.
Oh Allah, any time I have asked you to give me something, you have granted me. But when you have asked me to do one simple thing, and that's namaz, I don't have time for that.
به من صد میدی، بعد به من میگی از این صد تا 20شو خمس بده، حالشو ندارم بدم.
You give me 100 and you said out of this 100 pay 20 of it as khums. I said no, I don't feel like giving even that much.
خدایا هر وقت بخوام دعا کنم همیشه همه جا هستی.
Oh Allah, if I want to pray and call on you, you are everywhere.
اگر به مردم واگذار کنی مردم منو خار میکنن.
If you leave it up to people will humiliate me.
هر چی گناه کردم پوشوندی.
Whatever wrongdoing and sin I've committed, you have covered it for me.
انگار تو از من خجالت میکشی.
As if you are embarrassed of me.
خدایا.
Oh Allah.
راه به سمت تو نزدیکه.
The way to you is very short.
تو زود از انسانها راضی میشی.
You become happy and satisfied with people very easily.
تو خدای خوبی هست.
You are very good God.
من بنده بدی هستم.
I am very bad servant.
خدایا.
او الله.
تو به من گفتی بیام خونه دعا کنم. امشب اومدم دعا کنم.
You asked me to come to your home and make dua. I have come tonight to make dua to you.
نمیشه به من بگی بیا حالی که اومدم جوابو ندی.
It's not possible that you invite me to come here to make dua and now I have come, you will not answer my call.
خدایا یه تک سلول بودم.
او الله, I was just a drop of sperm.
این تک سلول رو یک انسان کامل کردی.
You have turned this thing into one complete human being.
ساعت‌ها با هر کس و ناچیزی حرف می‌زنم با نشاط، اما حال ندارم با تو حرف بزنم.
When it comes to talking with others, my friend, I take hours and hours and pleasantly I talk and converse with them, but when it comes to talk to you for a few minutes, I don't have.
از بس خلاف کردم از خودم بدم میاد.
Because I have done so much wrong that I don't like myself.
ولی نگاه به لطف تو میکنم میام جلو.
But when I see your passion and your compassion, then that will give me some hope that I'll come forward.
تو نگاه به من نکن. تو تویی. من منم.
Don't look at me because you, we know who you are and I know who I am.
خدایا مرا عفو کن.
Please Allah forgive me.
خدایا اگر گناه که میکنم یه کسی دیگه نگاه میکرد حیا میکردم. اما تو میدیدی حیا نکردم.
Oh Allah, if I commit a sin and I notice somebody is looking at me, I will stop it right
چی?
away. But I...
سب کنم. چی میگه خانم؟
خانم چی میفرمایی؟
چیه؟
نه سب کنیم. خانم از که بلند شد. Brother and sister, sorry to interrupt this, but I think there is a blue Toyota FG Cruiser parked in the next door, wrong park, and it's going to be towed, so please go remove it if it's yours. I don't have any license plate, but it is blue Toyota FG Cruiser, FJ Cruiser. Oh Allah, when I commit a sin and when I notice some other of my friend they are looking, I tend to cover up. But I commit sin right in front of your eyes, even being ashamed of you.
خدایا.
Oh Allah.
اگر مرا از درخونت رد کنی بازم میام چون جای دیگه ندارم برم.
If you have closed the door on us, I don't have any place to go. I'm going to come back to you again.
خدایا با اینکه میدونی من خرابم رو خود نمیاری.
Allah, you know I am no good. But you pretend as if that nothing has happened.
یک هزارم عیبایی که من دارم و خلافاتی که کردم مردم خبر داشتن آبرومونو می‌ریختن.
If people knew even 1,000th of one of my sins, they would have ruined my reputation. But you know it, but you cover for me.
عمل ما نسبت به نعمت تو چیزی نیست.
Our amal, even the good deeds, compared to all the blessings that you give us, is no comparison.
یه نخ برق به ما میدن، ماه به ما پول میگیرن. تو دائما خورشید مجانی میدی.
When they give us a tiny electricity line for us to benefit from this light, they charge us every month. But you have given us free light from the sun and do not charge us.
یک ضبطی به ما میدن، نوار پولشو میگیرن. تو نوار 100 ساله تو مغز ما گذاشتی.
When they give us a like a tape player with a tape, they charge us a lot of money. But you have given us a tape in our mind that it works for 100 years for free.
دو ساعت کسی کمک ما کنه پول میگیره. یه مادر به ما دادی 70 سال مجانی کمک میکنه.
If somebody comes and help us labor for a couple of hours, they charge us money. But you have given us mothers who take care of us for maybe 70 years without any charge.
وقتی قبل از تولد یه نوکر مفت به من دادی به نام پدر، یه کلفت مفت به نام مادر.
Before I was born, you have given me a free servant in the form of mother and father, even before I was born. So this blessing of
مجانی، سه شیفته با محبت.
Free, 24 hours a day, and very passionate.
بی منت.
And they don't have anything expecting return from me.
از تولد تا مرگ پدر و مادر محبتشون کم نشد.
From the cradle to grave, they were caring and they loved me and they never reduced their love for me.
خدایا.
Oh Allah.
بابی رو دری رو باز کردی به نام توبه.
You have opened the door to us and it's called توبه.
اگر کسی خودش وارد نشه مقصر خودش.
Repentance. And if so, if somebody do not want to enter through that door, that is their problem.
خدایا.
Oh Allah.
امید ما این است که ما رو ببخش.
Our only hope is that you forgive us.
خدایا دائما به ما لطف می‌کنی، منم دائما گناه می‌کنیم.
Oh Allah, you continuously give us blessings and we keep continuously doing bad things in return.
خدایا.
Oh Allah.
پول ما خرج حوث‌های خود کردم اما صرف رضای تو نکردم.
Oh Allah, I have spent the money that you give me in the way of my own pleasure and desires, but I did not spend it in the way of your pleasure.
خدایا هر وقت میرم سر نماز حواسم پرت میشه.
Oh Allah, anytime I go to start my prayer, my mind is not in right place.
چرا با هر که حرف میزنم حواسم جمعه تا میرم با تو حرف بزنم حواسم پرت میشه.
Why anytime I talk to others, my friends, I can concentrate very well, but the minute I step on the sajjad trying to do namaz, I completely lose concentration.
نکنه من از درخونت پرت میکنی.
Maybe you have thrown me away from your house and you have closed the door on me.
نکنه میبینی من تو رو نمیشناسم.
God forbid, maybe you think that I don't know you.
نکنه میبینی من دروغ میگم وقتی میگم ایاک نعبد، یعنی فقط بنده تو هم دروغه. ما بنده پولیم، بنده شهوتیم، بنده مقامیم. وقتی میگم ایاک نعبد یعنی خدای من فقط بنده تو هم، این دروغه. نکنه میبینی من دروغ میگم حواسم اینو پرت میکنی.
Maybe you know that I am lying and I stand in front of you and I said ایاک نعبد، I only worship you, but truly I worship money, I worship my desires, I worship other things. Maybe you consider that I'm lying, so you have run me away from your house.
نکنه میبینی من نعمتاتو شکر نکردم.
Maybe you realize that I have not said thank to all the blessing that you've given me.
نکنه میبینی با خوبان نشست و برخاست ندم، رفیقام هرزه و گناهکارن. چون رفیقام بده میگی برو با همون رفیقات، تو لایق نیستی با من حرف بزنی.
Maybe you see that I don't have relation with good people and all my friends are of wrongdoers. So you tell me, okay, if your friends and your loved ones are people who commit wrong, go be there. How come my eyes do not have any tears?
چشمی که دائما گناه میکنه دیگه اشکش خوش میشه.
Because the eye would constantly commit sin, the tears are become drying.
خدایا هستم همینی که هستم.
الله I am what I am.
هر چی هستم بنده تو هستم.
Whatever I am your servant.
من امت پیغمبرم.
I am from the nation of our holy
prophet. مسلمان که هستم.
I am at least Muslim.
ولی مسلمان گناهکار.
But maybe a sinner Muslim.
اگر مرا ببخشی پیغمبر خوشحال میشه.
If you forgive me, holy prophet will be very happy.
چون بالاخره امتش بخشیده شد.
At least his home, his nation has been forgiven.
اگر مرا نبخشی شیطان خوشحال میشه.
If you do not forgive me, شیطان will become happy.
و میدونم تو پیغمبر رو خوشحال کنی بهتر است تا شیطان خوشحال
میشه. And I know for you to see your prophet, holy prophet happy is better than to see شیطان.
خدایا کوچیک بودم بزرگم کردی.
Oh Allah, I was little and you made me grow up.
بی سواد بودم سوادم دادی.
I have illiterate, you educated me.
منحرف بودم هدایتم کردی.
I was misguided, you guided me.
پست بودم عزتم دادی.
I was low and you gave me glory.
دلهره داشتم آرامشم دادی.
I was scared, you gave me peace of mind.
گرسنه بودم سیرم کردی.
I was hungry, you quenched my hunger.
فقیر بودم بی‌نیازم کردی.
I was poor and you made me not be needing anything more.
و ضعیف الذی قویت، ضعیف بودم قوی کردی.
I was weak, you made me into strong.
بیمار بودم شفام دادی.
I was sick, you cured me.
خلافکار بودم پوشوندی.
I was wrongdoers, you covered for me.
خدایا این لطفای تو، اما من چه کردم؟
This is all I said about your blessings. Now let me say what I have done.
من هم علنی گناه کردم هم مخفی.
I have committed sins both openly and in secret.
من کسی هستم که برای گناه کردن بلیتم خریدم، پولم دادم، با دو رفتم تا که به گناه برسم.
I am that person that I was so desired to do gunah, to do sins that I even paid for buying tickets or anything to spend in your way to go do gunah.
من خالق آسمان ها رو گناه کردم.
I have committed sin against the creator of this world.
من خیلی به مردم ظلم کردم.
I have done a lot of injustice and zulm to others.
طلبکارا قیامت دور منو بگیرن کی میتونه منو نجات بده؟
Those people I owe to them in the day of judgment if they come and ask me how who's going to save my neck.
آبروی افرادی رو بردم.
I have ruined reputation.
مال افرادی رو تلف کردم.
I have wasted
حق افرادی رو نادیده گرفتم.
I have destroyed their rights.
خدایا شب قدر اومدم اینجا.
But it is the night of Qadr and I have come to you.
خدایا خودم اقرار میکنم من بدم.
Oh Allah, I said myself, I am no good.
ولی تو رو دوست دارم.
But I love you.
وقتیم که گناه کردم دشمنت نبودم، دوستت بودم، ولی غفلت و شهوت بر من غالب شد، خلاف کردم.
And even at the moment that I committed that sins, I was not your enemy, I didn't have animosity toward you, I loved you, but things overcame me.
اگر خوبا رو ببخشی گناهکارا کجا برن؟
If you only forgive the good ones, what are we bad ones going to do?
دعا مفصل است.
The dua is continuous for long, long chapters and pages.
امام سجاد سحرها این دعا رو میخوند.
امام سجاد علیه السلام, he used to recite this during the time of سحر.
بخشی از این دعا میفرماید خدایا دیر یا زود من خواهم مرد.
Part of this dua says, Oh Allah, sooner or later I will die.
خدایا من در غسال خونه غسل خواهند داد.
They will take me to the cemetery and they will wash me and give me ghusl.
نزدیکان دورم جمع میشن اما کاری نمیتونن بکنن.
The loved ones will come next to me but they can't do anything for me.
نزدیکان جنازه منو بالا میکنن.
At the most the loved ones will come and lift my body.
مرا وارد قبر میکنن.
They put me in the قبر, in the grave.
تو این خونه جدید چه کنم؟
What am I going to do in this new house?
هیچی تو این خوبره خونه پیش نفرستیدم.
I did not send anything in advance for like furniture for this house.
خانه دنیامو که 50 60 سال بود هر به چند سال مدلشو عوض میکردم. برای خونه ابدی هیچ کاری نکردم.
For my worldly house that I stayed in it for 50 60 years, every few years I remodel, I put new furniture, I took care of it. But my everlasting house, I did not took care of it at all.
ورحم في ذلك البيت الجديد غربتي. بيت جديد در این خانه جديد رحم کن. خدایا هیچ راهی ندارم جز اینکه تو عفو کنی.
او الله I need your mercy. There is no other way unless you forgive me.
خدایا همه کار تو هستی.
او الله you are the one who can do everything.
دعا مفصله.
دعا is long.
یکی از چیزهایی که در دعا کردن اینه که به دیگران دعا کنی.
One of the most important thing in dua to make your dua to be accepted, dua make dua for others.
اگر کسی به 40 نفر مؤمن دعا کنه، دعا خودش هم مستجاب میشه.
If somebody makes prayer for 40 other mu'min, his own dua will be accepted as well.
اگر کسی به دیگران دعا کنه، فرشته ها اون دعا رو برای خودش آمین میگن.
If someone make dua for others, the angels will take the same dua and apply it onto the person who did the dua.
باید بدانیم که می شود بدون گناه زندگی کرد.
We must know and realize that we can live without sin.
افرادی هستن از ما خیلی راحت تر زندگی میکنن، گناه هم نمیکنن.
There are others who live much more peaceful and comfortable than us and they don't commit sins either.
افرادی هستن چیزی ندارن اما دلسوز جامعه هستن.
There are people who don't have anything but they care for their society.
ما میتونیم با فکر کارامونو توسعه بدیم.
We can expand on our actions and our work by having planning and thinking about it.
صدقه که میدیم برای سلامتی خودمون بدیم، برای سلامتی امام زمان و همه مردم بدیم.
When we give sadaqah, don't just give sadaqah for your own good health, give sadaqah for the health of امام زمان and others.
آب صورت میریزی، نیت وضو کن، میشه عبادت.
You pour water on your face. If you have niyat for wuzu, this become ibadat.
الان اگر ممبر من اونجا بود، شما رو به قبله میشستید. نشستن رو به قبله، ولو عبادت نکنی عبادت.
If the member was there and you were facing toward qibla, just sitting and facing qibla in itself is an act of worship.
گوشواره که برای دخترم می‌خریم، اگر برای نمره حسابو برای نمره بخریم، عبادت نیست. اما اگر برای که نمازشو خوب خونده بخونیم، این گوشواره خریدن هم میشه عبادت.
An earring that you buy for your beloved daughter, if you just buy for her to look good and all that, that is not ibadat. But if you buy with the intention of she making her prayer more better and complete, that is an ibadat.
بعضی میگن تو این فضا، بعضی میگن در این فضا نمیشود مؤمن بود. ولی زنان پاکستانی داریم، زنان ایرانی داریم. در اینجا در جاهای دیگه بسیار هستن افرادی که مردانی که واقعا حرام خور نیستن، واقعا میتونن دینشون نگه دارن و زندگی هم میکنن. اینطور نیست که اگر کسی خواسته باشه زندگی کنه حتما باید با گناه باشه.
Many people they say with this environment that we live in like in the west here it is very difficult not to commit sin or not to live as there but as Agha suggests there are many of our sisters Iranian sisters Pakistani sisters others that alhamdulillah they do their duties toward Islam they are not the people who just go and eat haram so you can live as a very modest person without committing crime sins
مسلمان‌هایی در مقابل اسرائیل قلع و غم میشن لااقل ما روز قدس به اینها دعا بکنیم.
We see that Muslims for years have been killed and cut into pieces by the illegal regime of the Zionist regime in Israel. At least we can the little help that we can offer is to make dua for them.
حضرت علی علیه السلام فرمود طرفدار فرمود طرفدارای معاویه در باطل محکمن اما طرفدارای علی در حق شلن.
Yes and امام علی علیه السلام he told us this point that look at the followers of معاویه even though they are following باطل but they are very strong and steadfast in their account but the followers of امام علی are very weak.
ما باید دلمو به حال همه بسوزه.
We must care about everybody.
برای فلسطین، برای لبنان، برای افغانستان، برای عراق، برای همه مسلمان‌های دنیا باید دلمو بسوزه.
We must care for our Palestinian brothers, for our Lebanese, Afghanis, Iraqi and Muslims all over the world.
اخباری که تلویزیون میگه تحقیق کنید.
When the news that we get from TV, if you think about it,
به لطف خدا دائما تلویزیون هایی علیه ما حرف میزنن. ولی به لطف خدا روز به روز ما عزیزتریم.
There are many TV channels and station, news stations that they distort the news about us and say wrong thing about us. But alhamdulillah, every day we are expanding and growing.
هر چی شنیدید تحقیق کنید. بسیاری اخبار دروغه.
Whatever you hear and you see, you should look into it and research about it because many of these news that you hear, it is lies.
من نمیگم همه اخبار دروغه، اخباری هم راسته، اما شما نبگید راست، نبگید دروغ، بدون تحقیق چیزی رو قبول نکنید.
I am not saying every news that you hear it is lie. No. But I say there are some truth and some lies. Therefore it's is incumbent on you that you take the news and do research on it and find out whether it's
این
true.
این سفارش از من نیست، آیه قرآنه.
This is not an advice from me. This is آیه of Quran.
قرآن میفرماد ان جاءکم فاسق بنبأ فتبینوا. اگر فرد فاسقی خبر آورد تحقیق کنید.
Quran,
نقبول کنید، نرد کنید، تحقیق کنید.
Quran teaches us that if a wrongdoers bring us a news, tell us something, you go do research about it. Don't accept, don't reject. You go and study it more and research into it.
ایمان دو تا پایه داره.
ایمان has two legs.
عشق به خوبی ها.
Love of good.
تنفر از بدی ها.
And to reject all the bad.
اگر شما بودی من نماز بخونم دیگه کار به هیچی ندارم، هر کار کن خود بکنه بکنه، معلوم میشه عشق به خوبی ها داری اما تنفر از بدی ها نداری.
So if you say well I'm going to pray and I don't care about anything else that happened, that means yes you love good of praying but you don't care about disliking.
آیه شما حفظید.
And you and all of you know the eye of it.
در آیه ترکرسی میخونیم و من یکفر و من یکفر به طاغوت و یؤمن بالله، یعنی هم باید به طاغوت کفر بورزیم هم به خدا ایمان داشته باشیم. یعنی کفر به طاغوت هست، ایمان به خدا هم هست. کسی که آقا من نماز خونم ولی هر کی میخواد شاه بشه، هر کی میخواد جمهور بشه، هر حکومتی میخواد داره، من نمیدونم، اصول دینی من 3 تاست: خوراک، پوشاک، مسکن، خونه، ماشین، تلفن. من کار ندارم هر کی میخواد رئیس بشه، من کار به هیچ کی ندارم، میخواد شاه بشه، میخواد امام خمینی، من فقط نماز میخونم. این معلومه شه یؤمن بالله هست، ایمان به خدا داره، اما کفر به طاغوت نداره. اول قرآن میگه لا اله، بعد معبودار بتار بشکن، بعد بگو الله. یعنی هم بت شکنی هم ایمان به خدا. افراد میگن ما خدا رو قبول داریم، بت هم سر جاش باشه، که نشد که. کفر به طاغوت جزبه.
So this is what Islam teaches us. All of us, we know the ayah and the references in Quran. We recite in Ayatul Kursi and even on Kalamat Tawheed, La ilaha illallah. That the first condition is that you must reject the kufr and the batil before you have iman to Allah. Just have yu'minun billah, it is not enough. You must reject the kufr as well. So if you said, you know, I'm going to do my prayer, I'm going to do good, I am careless about anything else that happened. Yes, you do have yu'minun billah, you do love Allah. But you are not rejecting the kufr, therefore your tawhid, your iman, it is not complete.
بنابراین مسلمان بی تفاوت 50% مسلمانه.
Therefore, all those Muslims who are indifferent to what is happening, they are only about 50% Muslim.
قرآن بخونم.
Let me read Quran to you.
ما لکم لا تقاتلون فی سبیل الله والمستضعفین. یعنی چرا غصه مستضعفین رو نمیخورید؟
Quran tells us and asks us why you are not concerned about the mustazafin and oppressed.
هر جا مسلمانی ضعیف شد ما باید هر رقم که میتونیم کمکش کنیم.
Any place that you see Muslim becoming weak and are in need of help, we must in any way, shape and form to support them.
دعا میکنم خدایا.
I pray, oh Allah.
هر کجای کره زمین مسلمان ها مستضعفن، نه مسلمان ها، غیر مسلمان ها، هر جای کره زمین استضعافی وجود داره، استضعاف را برطرف بفرما.
الله.
هر کجای کره زمین ظلم میشه دست ظالم را قطع کن. ما را طرفدار مظلوم و مخالف ظالم قرار بده. عزیزانی که در عراق و فلسطین و لبنان و افغانستان و هر کجای کره زمین مسلمان ها تحت ستم هستن، ستمگران را نابود و مسلمین را نجات بده. تا حالا اگر ما بی تفاوت بودیم، بی تفاوتی، بی غیرتی، بی خیالی گذشته ای ما را ببخش و بیامرز. خدا یا شب قدرت هر خیری برای خوبا مقدر میکنی برای ما مقدر بفرما. خب من از همه شما خداحافظی میکنم. دیگه فردا شب میخوام بریم واشنگتن و که بریم تهران انشالله. شب خوبی بود.